you repeat that, please? Could you say that again? Hey, what is up, guys? Scott Lowe here, and it's great to see you again. So, as we all know, when learning a new language, you don't always understand everything you hear. So, it's totally normal for you to want people to speak a little bit slower or to repeat what they said. For example, let's imagine you're in the USA and you meet a new friend. So now you guys are chatting it up, having a great conversation. Obviously, you're doing an amazing job speaking English. Excellent. And then the person says something that you don't quite understand. Well, maybe they said it a little bit fast. What do you do now? Smile and nod and hope that it wasn't a question? Well, take it from me, I've done that many times and it can kind of create an awkward situation sometimes. So no, you should definitely say something, but what do you say? Well, don't worry, in this or a similar situation, it's pretty simple. You can always say, "Can you repeat that, please? Can you repeat that, please?" And note the please at the end there, this magic word. It's always a good idea to include please. Or you could also say, "Could you say that again? Could you say that again?" That's another great option. And remember, these phrases and all that we're going to talk about today, this isn't just for you guys that are learning English now, but native speakers, we use these all the time as well. Yeah, there's definitely times that I don't understand what people are saying in English. So you shouldn't feel embarrassed or weird about using these phrases as many times as you need. And sometimes the person that you're talking to is just a chatterbox. Somebody that speaks a million miles an hour that just talks super fast. I mean, I think we all have friends that are like that. So if the person's speaking a little bit too fast for you to understand, no problem. You can just say, "Can you speak slower? Can you speak slower?" And it's never a bad idea to put that magic word on the end of a phrase, please. Can you speak slower, please? Can you speak slower, please? All right, and now a little word of caution for you guys. Remember, if you don't understand what the person said, don't just say, "What?" Now, a simple "what" that can be interpreted as a little bit impolite, even rude. Now, instead, you could just say a simple, "I'm sorry? I'm sorry," sort of with an upward inflection, like it's a question. "I'm sorry?" And the person usually understands that, oh, you didn't understand what they said, so they need to repeat themselves. Very simple. "I'm sorry?" Yeah, "what?" Even with your close friends, it could be misinterpreted as a little bit rude. So if you want something sort of more informal to use among close friends, all right, I've got a couple options for you. With your close friends, people that you know, you can just say, "I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Sorry, I didn't catch that." And it means the same thing, like, "Oh, sorry, I didn't understand. I didn't quite understand. Sorry, I didn't catch that." And then the person repeats themselves, and then the conversation goes on. Another great option is, "Sorry, what was that? I'm sorry, what was that?" And that's another great option that means the exact same thing. "Oh, I didn't quite understand." These two options, "I didn't catch that" and "what was that," it's usually better to use with people that you already know, somebody you're already familiar with, because they're a little bit more informal. But remember, no matter who you're talking to, it's always a good idea to include those magic words, "please" or "I'm sorry" at the beginning of the phrase. All right, and here's a little bonus tip for you. If you want to be really fancy and really impress people with your English skills, then you can preface any of those phrases that we talked about with, "I'm sorry, but English is not my mother tongue. I'm sorry, but English is not my mother tongue. Can you repeat that, please?" All right, so remember, next time that you're in a conversation in English and you don't understand what the person said, don't just smile and nod and hope for the best. No, just relax, use one of those phrases that we just talked about. "Can you repeat that, please?" And everything will be okay. All right, well, that's it for today. I will see you guys later. Peace out.
Later, talk.